Ken Ehrlich, it is an honor to meet you. How are you?
It's nice to meet you.
When I say that you've been doing the Grammys for 35 years, what does that mean to you?
It means I'm very tired.
Well, not in a row. You've done them separately. It hasn't been like, you know, like not in all 1 year.
No. It's all right. I'm thrilled. You know, I mean, to still be doing this at the level that we do this show, it's just a great group of people. And it may be 35 years for me. There are a lot of people that have done it for 20 and 15 and 10. So it's a big group of really, really great people that we work with.
I understand that, I'm sure we're handing out awards here, but you got yourself something a little bit special called the Little Star on the Walk of Fame in Hollywood. Is that true?
Yeah, it was a lovely event. It was a week ago, and LL was there, and Stevie Wonder, and John Legend, and Smokey Robinson came, and it was a thrill. I mean, it was not something you ever think about when you're 10 years old and growing up in Cleveland, Ohio, but it was special.
Bit of an honor to get recognized yourself.
Yeah, it was really nice.
You know, let's talk about the Grammys as well. They call it music's biggest night, and it really is. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger every year. I mean, the collaborations and the talent that are going to be here on Sunday, it's just out of this world.
It's a great show this year. It's probably the biggest show we've done, but I never judge things and measure it in terms of how big it is. There's just some great music on this stage. I'm very proud of it.
And talk about the seating arrangement as well. How do you decide, as a group, where people are going to be? Because you see, like, you know, the people in the front row, and then you're like, well, how'd that person get in the sixth row? And how's that person over there? It's a science. It's an art.
It is. And it's really, honestly, it's less emotional and more technical. The whole idea is to put people in places where, should their names be read, they can get up to stage quickly and say something nice.
And about the Grammys on Sunday, what can you tell everyone across Canada why they should tune in? Why is this what you want to be watching on Sunday?
It's kind of the breadth of the music, how widespread it is, how cross-generational it is, how cross-genre. I mean, there's great country, there's great pop, there's great R&B. It's just music that if you don't watch another show that has music in it during the year, you need to watch this one.
You know, and you've been doing this for so long. When you see, like, okay, we're going to have Jesse J and Tom Jones, and then there's Madonna. Like, do you ever sit back in your chair and just go, like, how the hell did we do this? This is incredible.
All the time. Yeah, but if I begin to question it, it wouldn't happen.
What is your favorite Grammy moment in the 35 years that you've been doing this? What are some things that really stand out to you as cool Grammy achievements personally for you?
There are a lot of them that really do stand out. Obviously, Aretha filling in for Pavarotti some years ago, Melissa Etheridge after her cancer experience. A couple of years ago, Paul McCartney, Dave Grohl, Bruce Springsteen, Joe Walsh doing the finale from Abbey Road. You know, I never thought I would see that live, let alone putting it on television. And then last year, the same love thing we did with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis and Madonna and Mary Lambert and Queen Latifah. It was a very emotional moment. So, you know, those are the things that stand out. There's just so many of them. This show is filled with them.
Now, during the show, you're in the truck, right?
No, not in the truck. 35 years, never. Lou Horvitz, who's been directing the show for the last 5 years now, is in the truck. I live it's kind of like a troll. There are two staircases on either side of that staircase there. They lead down to a little secret office which is no longer secret now in Canada. And that's where we live during the show. And basically,
you're the man under the stairs.
I'm the man under the stairs.
So while you're the man under the stairs, when you look at who's performing, is there one performance that you think that you're going to be singing along to? One that you're like, oh my God, I'm so going to be singing that.
Well, there are a lot of them, but I will tell you this. You're going to see Happy in a way you've never seen it before. This is a song that it's life. Because of what we're going to do on this show, it's an amazing performance.
Thank you for giving us 35 years of unbelievable Grammy memories. You've put together some incredible shows that we cherish memories because of you. Thank you.
Thank you.